Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man who strikes fear and admiration from both men and women, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
I had to put a camera.
We'll get 3, 2, 1, we're live.
All right, hold it. I'm out of makeup. Here we go. Last
we
show, I got
off.
Kicking off. Merry Christmas to everyone. This is the Mr. Nationals podcast. I'm with P Double and the lovely. I just came up with a nickname for Jen.
What?
Jen.
What?
G. Just G. I was just G.
I'm
just
the OG.
G. Right. You OG. G is nice. G is hot. G. G love G.
Okay, G.
I like G. I like G money.
G money. Right. When you listen, when you G, you can just go anywhere. She's just G.
What up, G?
G money. G. So we are chilling. How was the Christmas vacation?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. I loved it. How was yours?
Laid back, you know what I mean? That's Mr. National. He is laid back. Everything was chill.
We didn't
get a white Christmas, but we did get a Christmas. And, here in this region, the Northeast, we got the seasons, okay? So you get the summer, you get the hot, you got the winter, you get the cold. So it was a Christmas though.
Yeah, we don't get seasons here. I couldn't even run my fireplace on Christmas. It's too hot.
Unbelievable. Well,
I'm looking for a check that I'm supposed to get for services rendered. And if I find this check, Mr. National, I get a new electric football team. That's what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to get Brandon Seiger's painted Dallas Cowboys.
What do you mean a check? You saying a check? Somebody wrote you a check and
yeah,
you
like
lost
somebody
it?
Somebody wrote me a check for
a couple
work.
Dollars. Okay.
Yeah.
A couple dollars, right.
A couple
right.
dollars, yeah. Like I'm going to get
couple
a nice,
dollars, right.
a nice, my team's going to be outfitted and, you know, they're going to look good.
All right.
You
know so that meant, AG, see, P Double got money. Because somebody write me a check, that joint is going right into the bank straight away, okay? He just threw it somewhere. It's probably a check.
We don't even know where his money is.
No, it's right. supposed to come in this package.
He's like, oh, 10 G's. It's okay. I'll find it someday.
No, I'm looking for that check. Like, it's supposed to come in this package. And it's not here, so now I'm going to have to call on it.
Well, look.
Because I want
look,
that
look.
New team.
Christmas belongs to the NBA. Did P Double? Did you watch any other games?
No,
on Christmas?
I didn't get a chance to. I wish I.
No.
Did you
check out anything?
No, I have not been following basketball that much because I hate my team right now.
Well, I was going to say, were you too busy cooking? Did you cook a lot?
I did. I make. So I stopped buying people a lot of gifts anymore.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a poor single mom, a bunch of kids in college.
Yeah.
Oh, poor single mom.
She's begging on the podcast.
I know.
It's unseemly.
I take all forms of payment. I mean,
go to JenVictoria.com.
Just
go click on some stuff over at my website. That'll help me out.
give your shout outs again. We got new listeners. Tell them where they can find you, Jay.
GenVictoria.com or my handle on Instagram is GenNVictoria or on Instagram is GenVictoria. All Jen Victorias except for Twitter has an extra N.
There you go. You will find it. You'll see that face pop up there. You know you found G.
Right.
Right? That was it, right?
Yeah, and I guess I'm starting a TikTok, too.
Oh, why are you getting on that one too? Wow.
I guess so. I just got an offer from the TikTok company, so I'm working directly with them to release some stuff.
When you find it, look, G is beautiful, guys. You know. She blowing up. I'm gonna have to take one on the chin, P-Double. We gotta, you know, to blow the podcast up, and I'm gonna take, me and Jim, we just gotta do that, sex tape. We gotta film it, then we gotta release it. I don't wanna do it, but I'll do it just for the team.
Take one for the team?
I'll take one for the team. We'll make a sex tape, and we'll,
like, I remember
we'll leak it.
I think it was Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown was married to Whitney.
You could sue the person too, and then make millions that way.
Bobby Brown was married to Whitney Houston, and he made that video about the good old times or something. The name of that song.
Uh-huh.
And it was with him and a girl frolicking on the beach, and they interviewed him about it. And they said, "Well, what did your wife think of it?" And he's like, "It's just work. It's just work." I didn't enjoy it at all.
Exactly.
I'm sure.
Right. GG is all blueberry. Now take one for the team.
It's just acting. It's just acting.
We could be the next Kim K and Kanye, right?
Right. That whole thing was incredible how that just took off. It was
sex tape. Literally off of a sex tape. That's how people are famous.
That's all she's done.
With, was it Ray J or somebody like
that? Ray J. The half-ass, and his fame was being Brandy's little brother.
Yep.
This thing of Brandy.
That's right. I totally forgot that was her little brother.
Yes, that's
her little brother. Generation now.
Brandy. Wow. Right. Brandy was the star. Brandy went on a prom. She took Kobe on his prom. Kobe Bryant was in high school at the time. You know, he was talking about going straight to the NBA, and he took Brandy, you know, superstar singer, on his prom. That was a big thing.
Wow.
So Brandy is famous. Yeah. And then her little brother
Brandy's
came on.
She's beautiful, though. She's so sweet.
Who?
Brandy is beautiful, and she's very, like, I loved how her parents were with her.
Yes. Well, She actually has a talent.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, yeah, and just the way her parents raised her, like, they didn't allow her to be super extravagant, even though she had a ton of money.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't sell herself, like, go.
Right.
Well, she was too young to do it.
She didn't sign up with the Illuminati.
You gotta check out this girl named Kim Hill. Kim Hill was from, like, some suburb from Maryland, right? Black girl, though. But she grew up in, like, a white neighborhood. And she had white friends and black friends. Like, I guess on her 16th birthday, she was, like, hiding out because all her white friends and all her black friends came over and she didn't know how to act. You know what I mean? So her mom kind of got on her and said, you know, who are you? And so Kim Hill was like, I'm a singer. I want to go. And she moved to L.A. to be a singer, like a hip-hop singer. She wanted to, you know. And so she started getting on TV shows and stuff. And her friends would see her on TV. She would be like a background actor. And they're like, oh, my God, you made it. You're successful. And she's like, no way, I'm not. You know, I'm just working. I don't have enough money and da-da-da. So she's busting her ass. She's at some talent show or something. And she's singing, and this kid comes up to her and says, hey, man, I think you're really great. We should make music together. And it's Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So Kim. So now that she starts going on tour. It's the Black Eyed Peas featuring Kim Hill. And so they're starting to get popular and stuff, right? And they're touring for about a year. And so now the record studios are coming to them and saying, okay, we need you to act this way and act that way. And they were starting to tell her. And she felt like Will I Am was like her little brother. Like they had a really great relationship. Like she was, and she, you know, they made really good music. She thought they were doing really good music. And she was, you know, really artistically being fulfilled and everything. And then the record executives are like, you got to get sexy. And, you know, like, start grinding on him and, you know, and start stripping down and stuff.
Right.
Like, no thanks.
And she said, you know what? I quit. And she quit.
Wow.
And so they hired Fergie. So she sat there and watched it all blow up from the sideline. I mean, they interviewed her, and she was like, she was not bitter. You could tell it was hard for her, but she wasn't bitter. She was happy for them and everything, but she just couldn't do it.
While Peter was telling that story, I was like, oh, they must have came to her and told her to change her name. It was too plain, and she changed it to Fergie. I thought you were talking about Fergie. It wasn't Fergie at all.
This girl quit, and then that's when they picked up Fergie, and Fergie was willing to play the
Fergie
role.
Fergie is not, like, I don't think Fergie is over-sexualized. But I mean, compared to like Nicki Minaj,
I
think it's more middle of the road as far as music industry.
I'd say 10 years ago, maybe it's, I don't even remember how
that
long
was probably,
ago.
That's what I'm saying. Back then, it was probably a bigger deal than it is now.
Right now, it's totally ratcheted
what
up.
I would have done the same thing.
Oh, what you would have did, G? You would have said, never mind, I'm out.
Yep, I'd have said, I'm Audi. Audi 5000. there are plenty of girls out there that'll grind on some boys for ya.
What? I mean, it's like acting.
It's not a unique skill.
They probably didn't want her, you know, she should have did it.
I think she didn't have any hard feelings for Fergie either. She was like, you know, she said, I never have met Fergie, but she said, if I met her, it would be like we would give each other a hug and there would be this understanding of, you know, I know how hard it must be to play that role, you know.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't for her. It wasn't for her.
Right. So I would, you know, that's what I was saying with me and G with the tape, and we'll leak it out. It would just be work.
Are we still on that?
No. I'm off of it now. I gotta get on. We gotta keep this podcast, the Miss National podcast.
We can't linger.
I'm not gonna say Kim's, the sex tape wasn't bad. I mean, it was actually pretty good.
I never watched
it. As far as sex tapes goes. You've never seen it?
I didn't even know about it until you guys mentioned it. I didn't know what she was. I thought she was famous.
It doesn't show anything like super nasty.
Right. It's not like a porn. It's just dumb.
No. They just put their phone up on the nightstands and videoed it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw the other one, Tommy somebody.
Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson?
They were on the boat.
That man scared me. Okay, I was afraid for her. I was like, dude, where do you think you're going to put that thing?
Wow.
I was probably like 19, 18 at the time when that came out and I first saw it. I'm on dial-up on my internet.
Yeah, right. Right. And it just took forever to upload. Yes, you're right, Jay. You're right. Tommy was blessed, right? That's what they were like. He looked like a brother.
I would say cursed. That's a dude. That's not a chick thing. Trust me.
Check it out. AB tried out for G Saints today a couple days ago. What do you make of that, P-Double?
Have we got any feedback on it?
Not yet. I just heard about it. Antonio Brown flew into New Orleans, okay? No lie. Work out for the Saints.
No lie.
To the Saints.
It's pretty interesting. Do they need anybody at that position? I mean, they got quite a...
Sean doesn't want him right now.
There's no way
Sean is going to change that up right now. Maybe next year, but
like
he's not.
Kaysen Hill gets quite a few reps. You know,
Hill rep. He would just be a second or third receiver to come
right,
in.
But I'm saying like they're already pretty deep. You know, they got like a backup quarterback, Kaysen Hill, running routes. But
they did.
But they got him in there also for like, you know, that extra threat. I just don't see how AB is going to get any well, where he fits. I don't see where he fits in.
Whoever the fourth guy he comes right. in. He
no, I mean, he'll be dangerous, but you know, yes. it'll add to the threat. But I'm surprised that they're willing to go out on a limb for him. I just don't see it.
For who, Taysom?
No, for Antonio Brown.
That's what I'm saying. We're not taking. I guarantee you, Sean's going to say no to that.
No sign.
Put some money on this.
All right.
You heard it first.
You heard it first.
I guarantee you. I know, Sean, there's no way.
What's that check? You can buy my Dallas Cowboys team for me.
Because he's not ready for Sean's type of coaching, and Sean's smart enough to know that. He needs like a whole preseason with the team first. He's not going to be able to just file in.
I don't know. That's the thing about big personalities like that. I've seen it before with, like, say, Dennis Rodman when he went to the Bulls. The best solution for a pain in the ass like that is winning. You know, Antonio Brown, if he goes somewhere like Terrell Owens, the royal pain in the ass.
Love T.O., though.
But you put him on a winning team, you know, and he's with the program. You know what I mean? He's like,
well, that was Randy Moss when he went to the Patriots. They went 18 and up. They went whatever they.
Sean's super smart with our locker room, and so is Drew. Drew and Sean are very smart in our locker room.
That's why they you know it could work with them. But
I don't.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to throw him in the middle of anything. He's going to want to take him off season.
I'm shocked that they even worked him out. I hear what G is saying, but I don't understand them even bringing them in.
Yeah.
Because your team is dialed in, especially offensively.
Right. Why even take a chance?
Oh, no, there's still some areas I'm getting really frustrated with our team offensively. And because, I mean, we're not throwing the ball because we can't. There's no one really. So I understand. We do need a good wide receiver. Right. We need another option. But
they throw to that guy. Didn't mean to cut you off. He set the single season record.
And if you think about that, that's not normal for our team. Drew spreads the ball around. He'll throw it to anybody that's open, and that's what I'm saying. Drew does not have enough tools that he can depend on. So I understand why we're looking for a more explosive wide receiver. I think is probably what Sean's looking at, but there's no way. Sean's too smart. He's not going to go put a wrench in our whole season like that.
Okay, well, this weekend is the last weekend of the NFL regular season. There's a couple playoff spots on the line. G's team, the Saints, are in. Mr. National team, 49ers, is in. P-Double, the Cowboys.
If they win, then
they need an Eagles loss.
They need an Eagles loss. Eagles are playing at New York Giants.
Yes. Division game.
I could see the Giants winning that game. I mean,
you do.
Yeah, I mean, no, I could. I mean, I don't know if I'll pick them. I'm going to pick them.
Hold your thought. G, Eagles, Giants, and the Cowboys versus the Redskins.
Yeah, right? In Dallas.
For the division, how do you see it, G, playing out?
Who is it again?
We have the Eagles versus the Giants in New York.
Okay? Oh, Eagles.
And the Cowboys versus the Redskins. Now, what happens, because the Eagles beat the Cowboys last week, the Cowboys need to win, and then they need the Eagles to lose. All the Eagles need to do is win, and they're the division champs and in the playoffs.
Right. I mean, there's a good chance the Cowboys lose, you know, at home.
Right. No, they're going to win. They're going to beat the Redskins, and the Eagles are going to beat the Giants. Right, Giants and the Redskins are the worst two teams in that division.
Right.
I'm going to say
you guys are just so hot and cold, though. It's hard to predict
the
Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's like you have fantastic games, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, the team's working together well, and then all of a sudden you're like, what the hell? Or is, like, all the rookies playing today? What's going on?
Like the Cowboys beat the Rams, like, they owned them. I mean, that game, the Cowboys looked so great. And then they came into a clunker against the Eagles. It was just ridiculous. I didn't get it.
I'm so, depressed.
So the Sunday night game, my Niners.
That's, I don't know if you guys heard. At Seattle.
Seattle went and signed Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
They signed him, Jake.
Like, how you come out of retirement? This guy was on couch.
Wait, this guy, what happened?
Listen, she's like, you should see her face, guys. She's like, what is
did that? Did I hear one? That right?
Yeah. Marshawn
Beast
Lynch.
Beast Mode. Marshawn Lynch.
Suit
I love him, by the way.
Suit up.
Yo.
Gonna I'm sorry,
up
but I do.
Strap. Bring it.
It reminds me, real quick, because we were talking about the you were talking about changing the color of the shoes. Actually, Marshawn Lynch did get fined for that because Skittles gave him custom pair of shoes, and the NFL fined him for wearing those during the game.
Yeah, the Skittles
shoes.
Yeah. I think he was part of the change, that My Cleats thing. Because that whole thing, now they give a whole week or whatever to teams and players to do that. Whatever they want to do. Go ahead, Pete.
We need to find the article, the news story for that, and copy and paste it on ITZ bases on their wall. You can't just go changing the colors, man. Right?
Hey, G, he's still on them bases again.
He's still on the bases. So, hey, what else I was thinking about that? Do they have to weigh a certain amount?
Oh yeah,
she's dialed in already.
Colors of ink weigh different amounts.
G-Money. Yo, she's on the money, G-Money. Yes, we have little digital, like, jeweler scales that in the tournaments, each player has to be weighed on the scale. And you either have 4.0 grams or 3.4 grams.
Yeah.
Guys have to weigh, and you're right.
So, like, if you have, like, 50, 60 guys on your roster, Friday night you get to the tournament, you get to the hotel, and you got to weigh them in, every single guy. Set it on a scale, put it in a box,
Because, different colors weigh different amounts.
Well with the ink,
like,
they put...
Different colors of paint will weigh differently because of the weight of the pigment.
Yeah.
Well, how would she know
that? Yeah, how do you know that?
That was that with makeup? Does that go into makeup?
Because I'm a frustrated artist. I'm very creative. Like my whole downstairs office is nothing but like sewing and scrapbooking and painting and stuff like that.
Is she awesome? P double, did I find a
It's my therapy.
You're the ultimate chick.
That's my chick side, yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable. She even knew about the weight.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
listen.
Pretty cool.
This is the last week. I cannot believe it. I mean, they say time waits for no man. This NFL season just whizzed right through. We're already at the end of the regular season.
Yeah, I hope to get to play you again. I really, really hope so we can take your ass all over the place.
My gosh, you right.
We owe it to you.
We are not afraid. It's going to be a freak season where the Cowboys go 8-8, win their division, and roll to the playoffs. What both of your teams.
You're right. He really drew. That's what Philly fans are saying.
Never.
Well, let me real quick.
He sounds
quick,
like Raiders fan now.
Right.
Let me roll out the scenarios. The Sunday night game, the final game of the regular season, I think, is the Niners versus Seahawks.
Yeah.
Yes. Seahawks. Okay. The winner wins the number one seed, I think. I think.
They're gonna both teams are they playing to win that game, right? They're both in, but they're both playing for a bye.
They get. They need the bye.
One of them's gonna be first, and one of them will probably be fifth.
There you go, Jay.
Okay.
Wow.
So that sets up. Even if the way I'm looking at it, even if my Niners lose, which I don't think is possible. I mean, the Seahawks are pretty banged up, but there's Russell Wilson there in the 12th man. I don't know which way that game could go. But if we lose and the Eagles win, my Niners will be in Philly. And then the Niner Empire will be here in Philly. I'll be tailgating. I don't know.
You want them to lose? But if you lose, don't you play? Because are we number two? Are Saints two?
Yeah. No, I think the Saints are three. I think Green Bay is two.
Okay.
Green Bay is two. So I think you guys would play the other wild card, which would be the Vikings. I think you guys got the Vikings.
Oh, we gotta play Minnesota.
Minnesota. In
we'll
New
play
Orleans.
Them in our yeah. game, so that's yep. okay.
Yep.
I'm
that's
cool
the way
that.
That's the way that's already set up. That's already in there.
Yeah.
I think the Vikings versus the Saints, and whoever wins that 49ers Seahawks game is number one seed. The loser of that game goes to either Philly or Dallas. So that's how that works out.
That'll be a good game either way, though.
Either way, I mean.
Either way, it's going to be a good game.
I want them to win, have the number one seed. That's the best path for them getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But actually, for me to see them, for them to come to Philly, I wouldn't be that mad. So
yeah,
it's gonna be a win-win situation.
It's a win-win, right?
For sure.
Wow.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. Moving on to the next topic. Jen can help us out with this. This is why we got her. You know, mm-hmm. you always talk about the dating in the 2000s. Actually, we're moving into 2020.
Oh God.
And, right. I know.
Jeez, I'm old. I keep thinking like 10 years ago was 1990.
Yeah. Well, that's what I always say at work. Welcome to the 90s. You know, somebody does something real cool, like welcome to the 90s.
At least you're not telling him, okay, boomer.
Yeah.
2020. Like women, like Dayton. Jen, Dayton. Do guys still open the doors, and do females look for that kind of stuff?
I think 90% of men have not. I feel like 90% of men don't have fathers to learn that kind of stuff. And then the rare ones that do, but it's also women too. They don't. I think they don't expect it.
Right.
Like, I'm not a chirp girl. That's what I call it. You're not going to just chirp the car and let me get in. Like, if you're taking me on, especially like on a first or second date, you should be trying to. I'm respectful of you. You should be respectful of me. We should be just polite at that point, right?
Right.
We don't know
right.
each other that well. So yeah, I expect a guy to open the door for me. That's the respectful thing to do, and I'll stand there.
Oh,
I will.
I like it.
Let's just set the groundwork right now, okay?
I see. Oh my goodness.
I'm not trying to be mean about it, but you have to. Guys are like puppies, you know?
But okay.
You gotta like set the rules from up front, because they're always gonna try to take a little more than you're willing to give.
Right. That's see. I mean, that's all good. And, you know, what guys are thinking, like, man, I just gotta play the game to get the panties, okay? So I'll open the door, but, you know, that might not happen all the way through if you continue to see the person if that's not in their DNA. Now,
right,
you might say guys don't have the fathers. Some parents, especially like, you know, our generation parents, like take my mom, my dad never opened the door for my mom. She just always got in. It's just the way when we went out as a family, we just opened the door for one reason. I don't know why my dad with three boys, okay? Three boys and a wife. Hear this out. Why he always had a coupe. Why did this man always have a two-door car
for
a family?
Because he did not want to be the taxi. That's
right,
why.
That's what I keep saying, man. If I could give me a room.
Sorry, ass mom.
If I could give me a two-seater, my Uber life would be over. But
no. I mean, Cadillacs were big as like a bus back then. You could get a sedan DeVille the same size as a Coupe DeVille. He always got the Coupe DeVille. So my mom had to open the door. And let us. Yeah, that big door. And we never got in on my dad's side. So my mom always opened the door. So we grew up, my mom opening the door for us. So we always got in her side and we scooted across. And then she got in, so.
That's a tough transition to make, because I did that, of course, when my kids were little. You know, because you got to put their car seats in and all that kind of stuff. So, but with boys, like, yeah, you had to try to start turning them around when they're teenagers. Like, my son, if we go to the store together, it's not a habit. It's just you have to make it a habit, right?
Right.
So you can tell from guys if it's within their nature to be polite. And I think that chivalry shouldn't be dead. Like, if I want a man to be masculine, then I expect him to, I'll have to expect him to do certain things. But same with me, if he wants me to be feminine in today's world,
right.
kind of blurred at times. I mean, just most women don't want a beta male. They want an alpha male. It's just,
that's
just nature. It's just nature.
Women don't want no whiny guy that's always saying, oh, what do you want to do? Most women want to take charge guy. You know, where are you taking me? What are we doing? Yep. And be a man, okay?
The man's supposed to be the leader.
Sometimes
the leader of the family, and that works well. And if the man doesn't know how to lead, it forces the woman to become the leader, and that's where all hell breaks loose.
Okay, all you listeners out there, you're writing this down.
Yeah, right.
Okay, a lot of it. Learn from my mistakes, okay? Please.
Right.
Yeah. This is experience here.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Me and G is like, this is experience. This is where it comes from, right? It's dating. But yeah, it's tough.
Girls need to act right though too. Girls need to act right too. I would never ever just say, oh, guys need to act right. No, girls need to act right too. Girls are really, aggressive these days. Yeah. It's really aggressive.
Right. My grandmother
was raised during the Depression. She's very, like, you know, ladylike. Like, she used to, you know, smack me if I didn't have my legs crossed, you know, when I was young, that. But I really appreciate that kind of, like, training, you know, because you really look at other people now and you're like, gosh, they just really don't care. Like, they don't care that they're being viewed as objects. And it sounds like so draconian, you know, when you're talking about, oh, cross your legs and act like a lady. But really, it sends a message to everyone else that's around you. You know, like, this is how I expect to be treated, and that's with respect, right?
Exactly.
I'm like,
but thank Instagram, all these IG models and stuff twerking. They just put this stuff out there. You know, you might take them out. Nobody cooks no more. You know, like, let's go.
Well, it depends on who you're following. Who are you following? Because I got all kinds of cooking and recipes in my feed.
Only thing they cooking up is like a what is that?
Sandwich.
Grubhub. Grubhub.
You know that Instagram shows you all of the stuff that you've already been looking at, right?
Right.
I noticed that. And you know what else I find is hilarious is that I don't think men really realize how nosy women are.
Yes.
And every time you like a photo and that account is public, it shows in our feeds. So, like, it'll show, like, all the photos you've liked over the last hour or two if you go to the other area of, it's, what is that section on? Let me see what it's called real quick.
Everybody that's listening right now, Mr. National Podcast, we're getting schooled.
It's on the activity page. That's what it is. And okay. I just laugh because I see these guys that are like happily married and, you know, married.
Yeah.
And they're liking like all these naked women on Instagram. And some of it's like
depends on your relationship. I mean, my wife would be offended by that. She would.
Oh yeah, if you liked all the stuff, right.
And I mean, you know, she's
okay.
She's seen some stuff, you know, because I got some questionable stuff, like when Stack with Nat show comes up on my feed, you know, and she's seen that, and she just kind of looks out of the corner of her eye, kind of shakes her head, you know, and I don't want to offend her, you know, I try to be respectful, you know, I'm not going to just go and. I mean, you know, it's not like if she sees a handsome guy, it's not like I don't know that she notices the guy, you know, right?
Yeah.
But she wants to be respectful. She's not going to let go. Hit me on the arm and go, look at that guy.
I am all for the eye candy, okay? I'm all for it. I feel like if you're in a relationship or if you're married, just try not to like the photos. Well, look at them all day long.
I don't know.
I'll send them to you. But
yeah.
That's kind of embarrassing for a girl, right?
I think that's like, hey, I like that. You're looking good. There should be nothing wrong with it. It ain't like you called the person. It's not like you messaged them. Hey, that's a nice photo.
That's what I'm saying, like with chicks. Chicks are nosy. You guys can do that. Okay, like for instance, if we go on a date and you're dropping me off, there's all kinds of things going through my head, like, you know, oh, I wonder if he likes me. These all girls think like this. He said this and this earlier. I wonder what he meant by that. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, he just brushed up. Oh, my gosh. Is he going to want to have kids? Is he going to want to get married? I mean, this is what we're going through, right? Oh, and you know what the guy's thinking?
Not a lot.
I wonder I got my oil changed in this thing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like, seriously, that's what's going on in their minds at the same time.
What does she look like naked?
Well, guys would think. See, women, what she looks like naked, I got to get them drawers. I'm, you know, the first time turning her around.
That's not even, like, special to one specific person. I mean, an old lady bending over in front of you in the grocery store, you're still wondering that.
Men are easy.
It's not even a sexual thing. It's just, like, built into a boy thing.
I almost like, man, that would be really nasty if I saw that naked.
I might have to pop a Cialis if I had to do that one. I don't know. I need some help with that
one. That's what I'm saying. It's not even necessarily a sexual thing. It's just how boys' brains are wired. You want to see everything naked.
Liking the picture, here's my two cents on that.
I think it's the relationship. It depends on the relationship. I know a lot of guys that are married and I don't get it, but they, you know, they look at porn and they, you know, like all the dirty pictures and stuff and carry on, you know. But it depends. Yeah. It depends on the relationship. My wife and I don't think she would appreciate that at all. So, in fact, I know she
would. I would be a very private person in my relationships, and I'm not. Corey, you know, when's the last time you've seen any type of dude on my Facebook? That stuff is very private to me, and I think that whenever you do something in public and your relationship is involved, which in liking, you know, nasty photos or whatever, it would be. It sends, like, you're inviting other people to judge your relationship, and that's never good, ever.
Exactly.
So I would just be like, you can look at him, just don't like him. Right. Then unless I gotta deal with people like, hey, I saw your man, you know?
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, you missed the national, you just like, F it. I'm liking it, and I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'll post up right from the strip club. I'm smoking a cigar. You know what I mean? This is what I do. Am I taking any of these girls home? No, I'm not. I'm just going out there and enjoy myself. Yep. And people just need to leave it for what it is. I mean, you want to watch porn? Hey, sweetheart, come on down. We're watching a movie. You're thinking, well, we're going to watch Christmas Story or we're going to watch Jurassic Park. No, we're watching Debbie Does Dallas tonight, okay?
I'm down with that. That sounds like a good night to me.
Yeah,
have some wine, turn the fireplace on, nice romantic evening watching Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, and watch them porn together. You gotta do it together. I mean, everybody just thinks you're supposed to just like die just because you're together. You just become this, you know, what's the word? Just like, you're just going around in circles. I mean, you gotta jazz it up. So if one person likes the porn, then, you know, the other person, all right, I'll watch it. It ain't my thing, but hey, let's watch it.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. And there are a lot of women that are into porn, to be honest. They're just embarrassed to say it.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
I know you girls out there, you got it on your secret private screen on your iPad, Pornhub.com. Show it. Hey.
Do it. This is like, you know what I mean? Do you. Don't be afraid. It's 2020. We are, five days away from 2020.
Got any...
Before we wrap the podcast up, New Year Eve plans. Anybody got P double? I'll start with you. Any plans for New Year's Eve?
A little shindig with some friends of ours. So
okay,
going over to going to their house. Yep. Ring in the.
I'll be working.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to go to LA. I have two parties to go to. One is a brand event, and then the other one's like a red carpet kind of deal.
Oh my God, I can't wait for these pictures. Make sure you text me some of those pictures.
Those pictures, I don't even get pictures because I'm, okay, so here's the secret of Hollywood, you guys. So like BET, like I get hired from them a lot to do their red carpet events because they can't get enough people at their events. So they hire models to walk the red carpet to go. And they're going in for events and stuff. Premieres.
Okay.
BET is huge on that, yeah. I get off.
You don't have, like, your cell phone, like, to take a selfie or nothing. You gotta be
legit. And nobody really takes pictures of me because I'm like a nobody. So they're not gonna publish pictures of me. So those kind of pictures are actually hard to get.
Wow. Well, you on the way up, P-Double Tell. She's on the Mr. National pocket. She
about
is like,
this
is going to break me out.
You know, Jim, but we're going to need you to have to start acting a certain way, you know, wearing some clothes.
Ethan, get a boot job.
No, this is a podcast. I mean, this is so like, this is showing her, versatility. Because me and P-Double know, and all the people
I gotta say, like, you had, after the last podcast, you had me, like, looking up stuff. Like, I was Googling opportunity zones. I'm like, let me Google this opportunity zones.
I love
zones.
It.
You know, you're not gonna get me with that.
I did my
you
job.
Straight, then, no, you did straight.
I always tell people, like, don't believe me. Go do your own research. And if you really, you know, are passionate or interested in something, I mean, you've got the whole world at your fingertips these days. There's no reason to not, you know, just dig into it. I fall into those rabbit holes all the time. It'll be like, I'm like this, and then like 2 days later, I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
2 days.
What about you, Nash? 2 days. What are you doing for New Year's Eve? You gotta have something big going.
No, I mean, I was just, my memory is.
Sent me the list of alcohol he was purchasing for his New Year's Eve party. That was a long list.
I gotta find some. I mean, this year, 2019, has kind of been like an awesome year. I was looking through my phone, my pictures. That's how I remember, like, all the places I went. I actually started on the 13-day cruise in January with my parents. I'm actually packing right now in January, like in another 7-8 days, I think.
Where are you cruising to?
Everywhere. I can't even remember. I gotta send you the link to. It's Royal Caribbean. We make about 6 or 7 stops. It's like a 12-day cruise.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so every year we do that, so.
Is it a gambling ship?
Oh, yeah, all
or
of them
a
have
family
it.
One.
Yes,
a party, a party ship or a family one?
Royal Caribbean is a little bit of both. They're more older crowd. Like, Carnival is the quote-unquote party ship. Carnival cruises. Royal Caribbean is kind of more older, but they have some parties. There's a great, great cruise line.
Yeah.
I know our first stop
was Saint Martin. Cruise yet. The last cruise I did was the Alaska cruise, and I haven't gone again since then because I was so bored.
What?
I don't gamble. So, I don't gamble at all.
Shows? But all the shows? They
have shows and stuff, but, I mean, you figure we're... When you go to Alaska from San Francisco, you're, like, on the water for 6 straight days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you can get really kind of like, okay, if I don't see some land soon, somebody's going to have to come pick me up.
No, it ain't that bad. But talking about my New Year's and the party, I haven't set anything up just yet, P-Double. Still on the, still looking for something. But I was just looking through all my pictures and stops I made this year. What a great year. Looking for bigger and better things with the podcast. We got G on board. She's going to help us steer us in the right direction. We also got the Mr. National Podcast on Instagram page up. We got to throw content.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some live.
It's good. Your Instagram's looking good.
We're going to start doing some live stuff, right?
Yeah, we're going to start doing some live stuff off the IG account. And just looking for bigger and better things. I have to get that walk-in closet.
It's coming, National. It's coming.
I need a house. It's coming.
We're going to make it happen.
So, look.
Make it happen.
I think.
And everybody that's listening, make 2020 a great year, too, right? Like,
yes,
it's
yes,
all about
yes.
First, you gotta, if you,
what, so what is. Are, what are your, do you have a resolution?
PW, you have any resolutions?
No, I usually don't do any resolutions, you know? I mean, it's a good time, I think it's a good time to, you know, just take the days off and kind of reflect on the year, and, but I usually don't do any resolutions, but, I don't know,
there is a comic book
project
PW.
I want to do. That I'll probably get done this year. Usually, like stuff that I want to do, I do it. So,
yeah.
What about you, Jay? Any resolutions for 2020? Anything early?
I have been 2019 was my lazy year. That's going to go down in history as my lazy year.
Wow.
So yes, I have three goals. I'm working on my self-discipline. I'm working on consistency and my trajectory, because that all goes into trajectory. I've been watching Jocko.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's inspirational.
He is. He has a podcast, and he's amazing for, like, motivation and self-discipline. He's a spec op. He's a spec ops from Iraq.
He's a bad motivational
soldier from Iraq.
Motivation. That's what we
got to
get. Well,
my resolution. Those are my two goals.
My resolution is to blow this podcast up, G, and I need your help with it. We're going to do it together.
We're going to do it.
Cool.
So, P-Double, I think anything you got to add? Or
no, man. Happy New Year. And let's real quick just give the rundown on the Sacramento National Pick'em Challenge. We're going into week 17. Mr. National, for the money, Mr. National's up top.
Uh-huh.
P-Double.
Okay.
P-Double is down one game going into the final week. So.
Oh,
so
shit.
You better keep
so
your picks
tight.
Be
interesting.
But as far as, yes, Clay Lomax and Trent Mason are both tied with you also.
And
it's, you know, it's pretty tight down the ranks, but,
For the money.
I'm gonna give you a couple of my picks. I'm gonna pick Dallas at home.
Okay.
I'm gonna pick New York Giants.
Well,
I'm gonna pick New York Giants at home.
I'm not picking them.
And I'm gonna pick Seattle at home.
I don't do picks, you guys, because it stresses me out.
Yeah, right. It does take a little bit.
I don't like to do picks. I'm a chick. I get too stressed out.
Well, and I noticed, like, I usually watch Dallas, and then that's it. But now I pay attention to Dallas. They win or lose. But then I'm watching the other games based on my picks. Like, oh man, I need, you know, teams don't even care about, right?
Yeah.
I need Arizona to beat Denver, man. You know, like, I don't care about Arizona or Denver.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they really got, I can't believe.
That's how you get wrinkles in gray hair.
Right. Especially when
it's
a little money.
Beauty tip.
you see G, our resident model giving beauty tips.
Yeah, we didn't get to the makeup part, did we?
Yeah, we have a couple things on the next show. We'll come
save
back.
For next time, right. Yeah.
But anyway, Happy New Year.
And we will also talk, we'll talk about high school experience. So high school experiences and women with their makeup and when it's too much,
anything to say on either topic, so.
the war paint. You don't? What about dating-wise? What do you think when you meet a girl? Like, the first thing you want to do is take her to the lake, just to make sure.
Right, see what shows. Well,
that's why all my single guys only date new people in the summertime. I'm not joking, this is legitimately a thing. My single guy friends, they only date new people during the summertime, and they're all lake dates.
Interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Get them in the water. Let's see what's down there. See if anything's
hanging. See what's underneath all that.
Well, listen, This has been an interesting. Every time we get G on here, Pete, very interesting. Yep. All right,
the whole dynamic is topsy turvy, man.
Oh right? Yeah, it's like I think we've been doing this G for like a little over a year. Me and Pete Double started this podcast.
Yeah,
and it's been like building, and just when we had like it rolling, we bring G in it, and now it's like. Yeah. We learn it again, and I think it's going to be even better.
Yeah, it's good because you kind of challenge yourself.
And you have two people. I learned this when I had more than two kids, but it was after I had more than two kids. It's much easier to manage two people having a conversation because it's an A and B conversation, so it's only it's bidirectional. When you add a third person, it's like having 10 conversations at once. It's the equivalent to having 10 conversations. That's how much you add to it.
Oh.
Well, we got a podcast, another one in the bank. Want to thank G for stopping in. P Double, always a pleasure. Kit, take us out of here.
Yeah.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcast at www.stackwitnational.com.